It's time for the forecast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the forecast, a podcast like no other.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? About nothing.
The Forecast, sponsored by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse is redefining how you view real estate by eliminating the typical commission structure of 6 or 7% to sell your home. List your home for $2,495 plus 3% and still get full service. Check out charterhouseiowa.com to learn more.
There's only one thing I value in this world, Stephen, that's loyalty. Without it, you're nothing. You have no one. It's the only currency you can count on.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter and Chris Williams.
Sit down.
I think you may have something here.
All right. It's podcast time. We're back at the Charter House Real Estate offices after a brief stop at the Carl Chevrolet Studios last week. Our studio is going to be sick. Like, we just got our table, like, officially ordered this week, and we're getting really cool, like, microphones and stools to go with it.
Is it Coco Bolo, your table?
That's expensive.
I don't know what that means.
It's pricey.
It's wood. It's a kind of.
It's also pricey. Wood. By the way, the gauntlet's laid down, dude. You've got a lot of work to do. Your intern who's here says they like our office. He's digging the candy wall. Helped himself to the hot tamales.
Yeah. Problematic.
You know?
I don't have as much control over our office as, I mean, because I'm just never there.
I've heard a rumor that Carl Chevrolet has deep pockets, though. And if they wanted a candy wall.
I don't think that it's a top priority for them.
Well,
is stealing interns a thing?
Can you steal them?
Brandon probably could help you with some marketing stuff.
Is it legal? Sure.
Is it a thing?
We'll share.
Or can you just walk around random businesses that you know have interns and be like, oh, you know what? This person got hired here. They must be good. I don't have to do any due diligence. You want to come work
Brandon's
for me? And then
legit.
Just offer me a little bit more?
He listened to his first podcast last week.
You said he got his girlfriend to listen, right?
Yeah.
See, here's what's crazy. He listened to apparently the best one ever for his first one.
That's what's crazy is because I don't know about you all. I've gotten so much feedback from last week's pod.
Did you just say y'all?
Y'all.
And yeehaw? Are you talking about Cowboys?
He did it in honor of the Cowboys, the Gilbert Cowboys. I did hear for some people, yeah.
Yeah, we need feedback from the Gilbert Cowboy gang that Mark alleges must make love to a dead deer in order to be initiated into the game.
So after this happened, I had people from Ames listen to the podcast and tell me afterwards I heard the same thing. So I definitely did not make this up. Now, they did not eyewitness it. They
right, doesn't
not,
make it true.
I know. I'm just saying I was not the only one that heard this. This was a thing. No one from Gilbert has come forward yet to admit it, which is not surprising.
Are you a cowboy for life? Or are these are we got 40-year-old former cowboys walking
it's like
around?
Blood brothers. For
CEOs
life.
CEOs downtown.
For life. No, absolutely. Absolutely. So, no, I also heard from quite a few people that like this. What was funny is right before we recorded that, I went to somebody that happens to be connected to our real estate firm and talked to them about doing some sponsorship stuff for this podcast. And this is the person that makes the decisions. And I brought it up. He says, and this, keep in mind, this was before the episode that we just did last week. And he said, oh, you mean the dirty one? The dirty podcast? And I go, whoa, wait a minute. All right, it's a podcast, all right? We go out on some limbs sometimes.
It is pretty dirty.
But like, it's not like we're not swearing a lot and all those other things. And he's like, all right, I'll have to check out an episode. So if he happened to check out that episode last week, then there's no way they're ever spending any money.
Is that defined as dirty? What happened last
week? I mean, the content was a little dicey. I don't know.
That isn't normal, though.
No.
I mean, last week was a total kind of a fluke. I mean, because that one really got off the rails to a degree that is not usually the case.
We couldn't get the train back on the tracks.
Yeah, my dad listened for the first time last week as well. So he jumped in on a fantastic episode.
Man, I wonder how many people listened for the first time.
I'm sure he was so proud.
I think he enjoyed it.
Was he like, this is what it is, like every week? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, in the summertime.
The thing about those, it's just like you can't replicate it. Like, everybody's like, oh, it was so great, it was so funny. But, like, when are we going to randomly get the cowboy thing? And then, you know, I told the stories about the IVF and having to masturbate to the silhouette of a woman in the Girls of the ACC magazine. Like, I just feel like
I love it that you remember the conference.
I feel like we burned a lot of material in one podcast.
we probably did. So as always, though, we have new material. It's probably just not as good. So, the big win for me this week was, and the question to you guys is, do you have something similar to this? I Facebooked about this, but I solved what I consider
Facebooking is a verb now.
Yeah. So I solved what I consider an ancient mystery.
Oh.
In my own life. All right. But this was important to me. All right. So for as much of my life as I can remember, which let's put that at about 36 years. Okay. I'm 40, but yeah, 36 years.
Yeah. Those first 4 years are garbage.
36 memorable years.
So for 36 years, it's a long time to not have an answer to something. I have, in my brain, thought of this movie sporadically throughout time, and I only remembered a couple pieces of a movie, and I wasn't even sure it was a movie. Like, you get to a point where you're like, did I make that up? Does that actually exist? Et cetera, doubting yourself. So for my entire life, for random, just pop into my brain at weird times, I thought about this movie, and the only things I remembered was there were teams wearing colored shirts, like they're all wearing the same color.
Replacements.
No. And there was a scene that involved a beer company, a beer factory, a beer facility. I just remembered like large vats of beer. Okay, that's it. Two pieces of this movie have stuck in my brain for 36 years. And trust me, I've asked people in the past about it. I would describe those two things and nobody looked at me like I was making any sense whatsoever and had no clue, no help at all. And I would Google things for years, as far as like the terms I could remember, colored shirts, teams, beer, et cetera. Nothing, zero. So I'm like, all right.
Your Google's like, what in the hell?
Yeah, you don't want to know my Google.
This isn't the normal stuff you're searching for.
You don't want, yeah. You don't want to know my Google searches. All right, so 4 nights ago, it's 3 a.m. in the morning, and
Did you have an epiphany?
No, I wake up, I'm just laying there in the darkness, and what pops into my brain again at age 40?
That movie.
This movie. Again.
You turn on the TV?
Nope. So the whole
story sucks.
Yeah, the interesting premise of this is, why is this thing, even at 40, popping into my brain?
I thought you were going to figure out what the movie was.
What causes this? So I grab my phone and I Google teams, colored shirts, vat of beer. That's what I Google.
This is so stupid.
That's what I Google, right? Yeah. Which I've done before with no results.
Yeah. Did you use the word vat?
I put vat, yeah. So
that's an interesting word to use.
Yeah, so I hit enter, and the first entry is an IMDb search. And I start reading it, and I'm like, I found the movie.
What was it?
I found the effing movie.
What was the movie? Dude.
The movie was released by Disney in 1980, when I would have been 1.5, roughly. And it's called Midnight Madness. Midnight Madness,
like,
is
what the
name.
College basketball teams do?
No. Way before that term. Midnight Madness. The premise of the movie is this guy on a campus. It starts with these two chicks roller skating throughout a campus, and they're passing out envelopes to some people. And this guy named Leon just decides to have a scavenger hunt for no apparent reason at all. So there's five teams, and they are wearing colored shirts, a white, blue, yellow, green, and something else. And they're doing a scavenger hunt throughout L.A. One of the stops takes them to a beer-making facility where the guy in the green shirt who likes beer jumps into a large vat of beer so he can drink it.
What is a vat?
Essentially, like a huge tub.
Like a keg?
Like a huge tub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so I watched the movie. I rented it on Amazon. I watched it. Not very good.
Did it bring back memories?
I remembered a lot of it.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it was just this thing about, like, I actually solved this stupid mystery. Michael J. Fox is in this movie. by the way.
Nice.
Ironic twist, in the opening credits, it's Michael Fox, and by the time the movie wrapped, in the closing credits, it's Michael J. Fox. He grabbed a J.
Must have got some representation there throughout the process.
So Midnight Madness is the name. So if anyone has seen this movie, tweet at us, because I want to know if I'm the only one that's actually seen this movie. It does exist. I watched it, and it was not great.
I have a movie like that. That often pops into my head.
Yeah. Do you remember the title of this one, though?
No, I've just seen the one scene, and it was terrifying.
Oh.
It scarred me for life. I remember walking into... So my grandparents had this big house, and there was this little TV room in the corner. And I remember walking in there, and my cousin Billy was watching this movie. And... It was like of these, I want to say like Mayans or Aztecs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they it was a scene where they were going to sacrifice a child.
That's yeah. Lovely.
How old was Billy? How much older than you is Billy?
Probably 8 years.
We need a rough time frame when this happened, though.
This would have been hell. I mean, I was born in 84. This is probably 90.
Okay.
91. I wasn't very old.
All right, so I'm 12.
So 6-year-old Chris is all running around.
Okay.
And I remember I watched the movie with Billy for probably 10 minutes, and it scared the hell out of me, but the scene has stuck with me. Like, I can see the scene happening. So this guy is holding his daughter out in this crowd. It's like they've all been summoned to this deal where they're going to sacrifice like a goat or something to the gods.
Mm-hmm.
And this like Aztec or Mayan leader points at this man, and then they come and take his daughter and they drown her.
They should go through with it, huh?
That doesn't sound very nice.
And he like, you know, the man is distraught. And I got the hell out of there.
I was thinking, thinking like Temple of Doom.
With Indiana Jones as well. Yeah.
But there was not no children dying in that one.
Does anybody know that movie? Because that one comes to me a lot.
Dark.
Well, I have a lot of dark thoughts. I told you last week about the dreams with the gang killing me.
Yeah.
Why
don't you ask Billy?
My wife cheating on me.
What's Billy doing these days?
I haven't seen Billy in years.
Yeah, Billy Michelle, man. He might remember that movie.
Billy's a good guy. I haven't seen him in years.
Billy probably knows.
He's back in Clarinda still, I think. Good guy.
I don't know.
I mean, I could just reach out to him, but I feel like it'd be an awkward, hey, Billy, remember that time?
Hey, remember that movie? When you were 14, you remember that movie you were watching?
You never know. Billy might be like, that was my favorite movie.
It could have scarred him for life, too.
I totally know
what that
is.
It's like 25 years ago.
No bells. No bells going off in my head for that one.
All right.
When you first started describing it, I was picturing the guy in Temple of Doom that rips the heart out of the guy's chest.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Exactly what I was
thinking something along
didn't
those lines.
Didn't that happen
lines?
In Dumb and Dumber?
It did.
Yeah,
Dumb and Dumber
and
did it better.
And he puts it in a doggy bag, wraps it up for him.
And hands it to him while he's still
standing. And then he just starts making out with that chick.
Yeah.
Mary Samsonite.
Yeah. There was another
Swanson,
scene.
Swanson, Slippy Slappy Swanson.
There was another scene that I thought about from my childhood, but I did remember the movie on this one, and I watched it probably about 4 weeks ago because in my mind it was scary, but it was from a movie called Silent Night, Deadly Night. I don't know if you ever saw that, like a horror movie that would have been.
I want to say that was a Goosebumps book, too.
Probably in the 80s. I don't
Goosebumps
know.
Goosebumps were awesome.
Heck yeah.
But all I really remembered was this guy is like working on his car, and then someone else comes up, starts giving him crap, and he ends up killing the guy with the jump starter.
Jumper cables.
There you go. Jumper cables. I'm part mechanic, as you can tell. Jumper cables. And I'm like, that was in my head. I knew I'd seen that, but I watched it. I pulled it up on YouTube and just Googled jumper cables, Silent Night, Deadly Night. And watched it, and it's just a terrible scene. Like, how did that ever scare me? It looked fake with, like, the fake electricity flying through the air and stuff. And not very good.
I do have a question. How are you feeling now that you have discovered this movie? Because I've never spent years thinking about something or trying to remember something, but I've gone days. And then you kind of figure out, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
I guess what's my purpose in life now? Because I've figured out the greatest mystery.
I'll be honest. I feel... Probably like how a detective feels when they solve a murder, because that's as close as I'm.
Did you like Breakfast Club, like fist pump into the air?
No, it was 3 a.m.
Yeah, I don't care what time it is.
My wife's asleep. So, no, I couldn't really celebrate it.
Did you wake her up?
No.
I would have.
No.
That's something to celebrate.
Daddy needs to celebrate. I just found something I've been searching for forever. No, it felt good, though. It did feel like a victory, for sure.
I would have watched that movie right then and there, too.
I watched it, the next day. Maybe 2 days later. Once I read more about it, I'm like, that doesn't look very good. So I kind of lost my excitement to watch it. But I needed to watch it just to make sure it was the same thing.
Yeah.
So somebody out there is listening has heard of this movie, Midnight Madness.
Man, you go back and watch some of those movies that I watched when I was a kid. It's not the same movie I remember. I refuse to do it
I'll
now.
Tell you one that's from my childhood. I think it came out in 1987. I'm guessing on that. I'm probably pretty close. That holds up just fine. And that's Three Amigos. That's a great movie. That was a great movie then. It's a great movie now. Chris,
you were 9 at the time, but I'm talking like kid movies.
That's like a.
Have you heard of Three Amigos?
Not a kid's movie.
I think there's a Mexican restaurant in Omaha named that.
Probably Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, Martin Short.
Martin Short.
Never seen it.
Awesome movie.
I guarantee you've seen like clips.
Did you guys ever read the
El Wapo?
It was the
has a plethora of sweaters.
Speaking of Wapo,
yeah.
The Washington Post.
What a segue wow. That was.
Set that one up.
Boom.
I must have missed rehearsal.
They did a profile on Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Recently.
He's kind of a racist, right?
He's one of the biggest dicks.
That's what I've heard.
Like, everybody hates him. Like, he's a mean, mean, mean man, according to this profile. Yeah. It seemed very fair, too, because they talked to him. It's not like...
I think and obviously he might have been mean back when he was a mega star.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like that time passed him by and it made him mean.
I get it. I've been reading the new Wright Thompson book.
Yeah.
And the first chapter is it's a profile on Michael Jordan now.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Jordan's like, a jerk.
I wouldn't want to hang out with
Michael
Jordan.
He's always kind of been a jerk though, hasn't he?
No. Since we knew him.
Yeah.
But it does profile in this, like, just how he changed over the years. It's not a, like, Jordan's quoted in it. Like, he's not portraying it to be like this. But Thompson does a really good job of, like, how, like, there's a part of the chapter that is about how when you're Michael Jordan, literally every room you walk into, you are treated like you're the most important person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how that could change you.
Yeah.
Just naturally, like not even in a...
Well, you start to believe it.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's all these people around him, you know, he has his like entourage. And they all treat him like a god. Like his nickname is God in Hebrew. That's what the people around him call him.
They call him God in Hebrew or they use whatever the word is.
Yeah, whatever the word is. I don't remember it, but it means God in Hebrew. Like it's a fascinating read.
Huh. I guess I'm not surprised to hear that. Yeah.
Does anybody else, like, hate LeBron these days?
Yeah.
I used to, like, a year ago.
I guess he's not on my radar.
A year ago, I really liked LeBron. L.A. LeBron has not been good for me.
I can see that. I can agree with
what's
that.
What's your issue?
I'm not the biggest basketball guy. But, yeah, he just seems like he's – it's not about basketball or – I don't know. There's something different.
It's all, like, showbiz LeBron now. I don't know. Like all the, it kind of seems like leaving for Miami, LeBron is back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even blame him for going to LA. I liked Cleveland LeBron.
Yeah. He I just liked like a good LeBron. Dude. He was there for the people.
Yeah.
Yahweh. I bet they call him Yahweh.
Yeah. That sounds right.
That's where I was, but I thought.
Yeah. That sounds
Yeezy,
right. Mark.
And I thought Yeezy's already taken.
Yeah. I bet it's Yahweh. Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah. That's the common name for God. And Hebrew Bible.
Would you be a fall guy for Michael Jordan or LeBron?
Yeah.
You would?
You need a fall guy. Who said
you have
that?
To have a fall guy.
Who was Chris Carter.
Chris Carter. Got to have a fall guy.
I'd be a fall,
you'd,
I mean,
be a fall guy?
It depends on what comes
if they're
with,
gonna slip
with
me
the job.
If I've got to spend a night in jail, but I'm going to get $1 million for it, absolutely. You'd be dumb not to.
Well, it depends if it's just the night, right?
Yeah, with that fortune, you could erase whatever it is from your record because that's how it works in this country.
Yep.
If you're rich, you can do anything you want and get away with it, basically.
Lori Loughlin better be freaking rich.
Yeah.
I mean, she's looking down the barrel some serious time,
she's
right?
not going to jail.
Because she's rich enough?
Yes.
It's white-collar crimes, man.
Yes, because she's a very attractive woman, and she's rich, and she's a celebrity, and unless you kill somebody, you don't go to jail when you're a celebrity. It's just how it works.
I agree.
You know? Do you have a problem with that, too? Like, is it like, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. If you can buy your way out of trouble, you should buy your way out of trouble. It's just as simple
as that. I have a problem. I mean,
most people can't, which is unfortunate. But if you can,
I have a problem with the system being set up that way. But if you had to, if you can take care of that yourself, like, I mean, I'd do the same thing, right?
The larger discussion on that one is if you had the ability to buy your kid's way into Harvard, and they were only going to USC, which is not Harvard, would you do it? It didn't teach your kids a lot, but
dude, you should listen to the. Ross got me on some podcast about this.
Yeah.
It's called Gangster Capitalism.
Nice. Nice name.
It's if you're interested in this at all,
yeah,
you got to listen to it. Because it goes right down the pike on how, like, the sausage is made with this thing.
Like, this specific case?
Yeah. And, like, the guy who – it's fascinating. Like, the levels that went into this. Oh, like, cooking these ACT scores and stuff like that. And, like – you know, they were flying their kids, like, cross-country to, like, take these ACT scores, like, certain, like, testing centers.
Or you could cheat.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, the larger question is, how much are you willing to help your children?
That's not helping your children. I think
Well, just with anything, right?
Yeah.
As a parent, how much are you
willing to? I mean, I got annoyed with my kid today because she wouldn't get dressed on her own. She's like, oh, I don't know how to take off my shirt. I'm like, figure it out. I'm like, come on.
I'd rather help my kid be a good person than help them by being the next, you know, CFO of a company that because they went to Harvard or, you know, whatever it is.
Well, and if they need it,
that's a piece of paper.
In these cases, if these kids needed that much help to get into these schools, they're not becoming the CEOs or CFOs of anything.
But you know, you're getting the job, right? Yeah. It's always, you know, who you know.
Usually, I think the celeb parents can get their kids the job, like in the mailroom or starting out. But yeah. You know, they're not going to prove themselves enough to.
Yeah.
Get up to the top, you know. I think Donald Trump's kids are probably the exception to that rule.
All right, you guys want a
they're
little
companies.
You want a little some news?
Yeah, sure. Do we? I don't know.
Are you breaking news?
Well, I mean,
yeah,
to you guys I am, but anybody listening to the podcast, no.
Okay, go ahead. That's the news sound.
You heard it here first, folks.
Seahawk football game. 3 p.m. kick on FS1.
Oh, there are three. People will be okay with 3 p.m.
3 Central?
That's great.
Or 3 Eastern?
Central, I believe.
People like Ted Flint were going to lose it on an 11 a.m. kick. They don't like to hear that stuff.
I don't understand the beef with that. You just start drinking the night before and you just carry it all night through. What's the point of sleeping?
3 p.m. 3 by itself is kind of a weird time.
Yeah.
Isn't it 2:30? It's usually a 2:30 start on those games.
Fox
does what they want.
Fox
now.
Does differently, and they're pretty smart with it because they try and stagger things. So
you're not seeing the ends and the beginnings together.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like how many games run over?
Because Fox will start their games at like 11:30 if they have a early game.
Yeah,
and then it's just kind of opposite of the ESPN way, which I kind of like.
Yeah, they don't give enough time between games.
Came out yesterday. The Clones are 2-point favorites.
That's a weird line.
I thought it was exactly where I
two.
I actually was asked the day before. I said between a point and a half and three is where I got.
Here's the reason I don't like that line. That line says the Hawkeyes are better.
Well, yeah, because if it's on a neutral field, Iowa would be favored.
Yeah, and I don't agree with that at all. And, of course, I'm biased. I'll admit the bias. But Iowa, they just lost some pieces. They're better.
They have a.
I mean, Iowa State lost
top five quarterback,
too.
Buddy.
Jeez.
Stanley's going first round next
give
year.
Give me
no, he's
Purdy.
He's going first overall. Did you not hear
give
that?
Give me Purdy any day over Stanley.
This would be kind of cool to see this line coming out this early. This is what, you know, the computers and the touts, the unbiased people have.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to watch where the money takes that line.
I think a lot of people will bet Iowa State solely off the fact that Iowa State is due. It's just it. They're just due. It's a home game. Campbell has this one circled in Sharpie on the calendar. Maybe metaphorically, maybe literally on the calendar. I think he wants this one. I don't think Williams will refute that over there. This is an important
Why
one.
Wouldn't he want it? Yeah, I mean, of course.
Man, but, you know, he also wants whoever we open up with. this year, which is
the coach talk.
You and I, South Dakota State. I don't know, I
really don't think Campbell, like, I mean, he values the Cy-Hawk game, but I don't think he emphasizes it nearly as much.
It doesn't make or break
Rhodes
their
did
season.
Or McCarney did. But
do you think he knows what it is for the fan base?
Do you think Harbaugh cares a lot about beating Ohio State, which he can't do?
Like, oh, yeah.
That becomes a legacy, part of your legacy, right or wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also think that there's a big difference in that comparison, though.
Ohio State, Michigan, Iowa State?
Yeah.
Oh, those are exactly the same football-wise.
No, I just mean, like, because
– Totally.
I do think what Camp – like, one, that's the last game of the year in a conference game.
Yeah.
Iowa State, Iowa is, like, the generally the second game of the year. It's the third game of the year for Iowa this year.
Yeah.
And it's a non-conference game. And I just think when you're building a program like Campbell's been doing,
yeah,
we've seen Iowa State get better throughout the year. And I, like, if he would have truly been, like, just all in on the Iowa game last year, he probably would have had Purdy playing in it. But you know what I'm saying?
Although at that point, no one knew we were going to get the Purdy that we got, which is –
They knew he was pretty good.
Yeah.
But I think that you had to let Kemp fail.
Thank you for not punting that, by the way.
No, I'm tired of the Purdy
it's
puns.
It's been done, yep.
I'm tired of them.
Yeah.
And we're just getting started. You know that, right?
Oh,
like, it's going to get worse.
Everything's
I don't
original.
Know. He's definitely emphasizes it. I mean, it's a rivalry game. No, there's no reason he shouldn't. I don't think it's a fair comparison to put that to Harbaugh. And I mean, the Michigan-Ohio State game is like one of the biggest rivalries in all of sports.
I do think it has a little bit to do with recruiting. When you win that game.
Oh, no question.
You know, you want to be the team that's beating the other
one. That's how McCartney turned the program around.
Yeah.
Was winning that game in 98.
It became less embarrassing to go to Iowa State because up to a certain point, it kind of was. And the Walton years, for sure.
Bloom pulled this stat yesterday that Iowa State has not been favored in the Cy-Hawk game since the year 2000.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It is crazy when you consider how many times they've won it since then.
Did we win in 2000?
Yes, that was part of the five-year streak.
How much? It couldn't have been favored by much.
Well,
couple points again.
I don't know. That was when Iowa was really down, man.
Was that like Ference? Ference's first
Ference was just getting there.
Other than Bloom just heard that, which maybe you did. Like, no, where do you pull stuff like that from?
Holland's got some spreadsheet.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure where Bloom got it, but.
Because that's like interesting to go back in time and look at what spreads were for different games.
I bet Football Reference has something like that.
Something like it.
But I don't know.
I would not be surprised in the slightest if you were right. I'm already on record. We win this year. I've already got a sizable wager with a buddy on this one. So, Matty C knows I'm rooting for him.
What's the wager?
It's money. It's
how
money.
Much?
It's money, Williams. It's a little...
You can't do that.
I certainly can, Williams, because it's illegal in the state of Iowa currently.
You have to go to the casino.
Yeah.
I will go to the casino to actually place a real wager on it. Yeah, I will.
No, but you and your friend are breaking the law.
It's in hugs. He meant to say hugs. He's paying him in a hug.
Bro hugs and pounds. That's what we're betting.
Catchman is not happy about the kickoff time.
Why?
How the F is this isn't a night kick with game day blows my mind.
They haven't decided on game day yet.
I don't like it at night. I like this as a day game.
I like the 3 o'clock because it starts in the day and ends at night.
Well, it's not night. I mean, you still got the sun up when that game ends.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, this is...
Williams is talking about his day because he's got, 15 hours of post-game after those games?
Yeah, I
that's a long day for Williams.
Yeah.
I'd much prefer this thing kick off at 3. I hate
that's probably games. That's probably one of your longest days of the year.
Yeah, well, it's about to get longer, too, because I've got a client that is now – it's fine. It'll be fun, but now I've got to go do, like, pregame tailgates and stuff with fans and pregame show, two pregame shows, the game, a couple postgame shows, and then I got to write when I get – it's a long-ass day.
I mean, when a celeb like you shows up to a tailgate, the shots to start pouring, and you have to, like, turn most of those down – Because you got to keep your wits about you.
Yeah, I just have my Sharpie to sign all the breasts.
See, this is it doesn't.
Sure, I'll sign your.
It
baby.
Doesn't need to be me doing this, Williams. You can find someone that does this and does it well. But now you got another element to your pregame stuff. You can have your 2-3 minute segment about where the action is, where the money's going, how the line's moving. That's an interesting play that you'll be able to do for the first time this year. Lines started here. This is where the line's at. The public money is on 87% of the public money is on Iowa State. This much is on the over-under. That's interesting information. Makes for good radio. I know people. They love stuff like that.
That's a good point, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice point.
Yeah, and you can talk openly about it for the first time ever.
Yeah, I don't have to refer to my friend all the time.
No. No, you can say you bet it if you want to or whatever. So that'll be a nice little change.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so now you just got to find someone, find a degenerate.
Man, I don't – like, it's so weird. Like, I like the fall just like everybody else, but my anxiety is, like, heightened just talking about game day.
Really?
Yeah. Like, for real. Like, my blood pressure just –
like, the good anxiety? Or like,
No,
really.
But like if you like it and look forward to it, why is the anxiety?
Because I know how much we have to get done before then.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. You don't have the part of you that says, though, we do it every year. It calms you down.
No, I'm a little concerned, you know, because the fetus this year and the wife being with child, the fetus's arrival is going to be like 2 weeks before football. And I know how everybody is a freaking. They put everything off to the last minute, and I can't do that this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned. The fetus arrives. I'm trying to be dad, and everybody's pounding me with questions that I wanted to get done a month and a half ago.
So there you go.
That's why.
You're going to have a busy June and July, getting it ready to go. And yet, instead, you're going to be in Vegas in a Jeep with your shirt off.
Damn right.
Have you decided where you're staying yet?
I think I'm staying at the Cosmo. Okay. That's where the Hotwire thing was going
to
put me.
Now remember to go
find the $42. Hey,
go find Secret Pizza.
$42 a night, I think, is what
explore
it was.
Explore every random hallway that you
there's
can
a,
find.
There's a place in Cosmo called Secret Pizza.
Was that literally what it's called?
I think so. There's no sign for it.
I thought that's what we called it.
It's hidden. You've got to find it. It's a hidden pizza place with no signs.
Although about 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll find the line for it pretty easily.
That is a giveaway.
Will it be? Well, I mean, I'm like on a Tuesday night in Vegas, will there be people out at 3 a.m.?
A ton of them, yeah. Yeah.
What do people do in this town? Like just
nothing.
Savages.
Just they have fun.
General debauchery.
No, it's hard. I mean, Vegas shuts down probably at about 4, you know. If you get up early, if you're an early guy, if you get up and, like, hit the strip for a cup of coffee at, like, 8, 9 a.m., it's pretty dead. It's not an early morning town at all. You can walk around at certain times of day. I've gotten up kind of early, grabbed some breakfast, which out there is, you know, games start 9 a.m. for college football. So you go out on a Sunday before the NFL kicks off, and it feels a little bit deserted on the strip if you do the morning thing, which is kind of cool. It's another way to see it. But, yeah, it's late nights there.
A couple years ago, a friend of the program, Ben C., saw the sun come up, and not because he'd gotten up early. You know, so he could probably give a pretty good description of what it's like down there at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Just a word to the wise of a gorgeous woman, like the most beautiful you've ever seen in your life, comes up and starts talking to you. You can buy her.
She ain't into you.
All right? She's not a fan of the program. She's not asking for an autograph, all right?
She's not a friend of fanatics.
She's about to ask you a question. The answer should be no.
The answer will be no.
Nope.
Leave me alone, pretty girl.
Yeah. I'm married. I would never
do
that.
I
got a fetus on the way. That's what she say. Yeah.
The wife is with child.
Don't turn to your good buddy and go, this chick's actually into me. No, she's not.
I think she likes me, man.
No, she's not. Not at all. But, yeah, you'll see some good-looking hookers. That's what you'll see.
The wife has been into me because of this face deal I've been doing.
Yeah, so you've had – how many different some regimens have you
– You got to do this. You'd like this.
See, but the problem is, William, they want me to pay them. That's the problem.
Well, it's a good deal.
You know, well, I don't know. What have they done?
So it's called Pelave.
Yeah.
In microdermabrasion,
yeah,
I believe.
Sure.
So I didn't know what it was.
Yep.
And they asked me to come in and give it a shot. And I was just like, no, I'm a man. I don't do this stuff. Well, it actually was pretty cool. And it felt really good. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like I was getting a massage on my face.
Yep.
This one, it feels like a cat licking your tongue. And it's basically
you mean a cat licking your face.
Yeah, a cat licking your face. And it feels like the or that's what it feels like, but they're basically like scraping the dead skin off of your face.
Sure, yeah.
And then the other one, it's like a laser, and it's tightening your face.
Okay.
So it makes you look younger.
So what's the official critique of this? Do you feel like, did you notice a difference?
Not yet, but they say that you need about a month worth of, or you need a couple of these before you, I've only had one.
Now, you didn't get the one where you come home and it looks like you had a big old sunburn, did you? They didn't do that much?
No, it kind of looked like that, like just 10 minutes after, but it goes away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing like that.
So how many more times do you have to do it?
I'm going four times.
Okay.
Got another one here in a couple weeks.
Yep.
My friends over there at the Iowa Clinic, they've got the med spa is what it's called.
How long did it take?
I was out of there within an hour.
Okay. And would you describe it as relaxing?
Very much so. That's why I want to go back.
Okay.
More so than the...
Couldn't you just get a cat to lick your face?
Well, the problem with just the general cat licking the face is where else has that cat's tongue been?
Your butthole.
It's never stopped anybody else.
Cat tongues are rough, dude.
That's what this feels like. It's fantastic. It was a great experience. Like, I'm actually really looking forward to going back. And then by the time football starts, daddy's going to look 5 years younger.
Can I go in and ask?
You got that face for radio, right?
If I went out to the front desk and said, I'm here for the Chris Williams.
Yeah, they'll know what to do.
Would they know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
At that point.
Did I say two fingers? Better make it three.
Wrecked him.
Road trip.
Damn near killed him. I would try that, to be honest. I would do it. I mean, I'm not apparently getting any younger, unless they figure that out. So, 40. My wife said...
You should try it, man.
My wife was talking about wrinkles the other day.
Your wife can get it, too, but I'm trying to push men to go to get it. And there's all this other stuff. They have, like, these, like, creams and stuff, like, just for your random, face products. Sunscreens.
So do they talk about, I assume they have a lack of men that go in there and get this stuff done?
There's more women that get it because it's just more of a traditional
thing. What do you think the stigma is for men?
I don't know.
Why do we not want to care about our skin?
But I do know that.
Probably laziness.
I do know that when I posted it on Twitter, like the photos of me getting it, like the overwhelming majority of responses were just snarky.
Yeah.
And it's just like.
There's still the stigma.
I actually think
that
you're more insecure by like being like, oh, you know, being that guy.
I would definitely do it. I'm not scared of that.
I can't wait to go back. I'll probably keep going.
Do they?
What's that? I'm assuming it's all out of pocket. So what's that cost you? Well, do you know
what's
it going to cost a guy like me?
I would have to go and look, to be honest with you. I
don't
think
you have an idea. Like,
I think the whole thing, like the whole deal, you can do for under $1,000, but that costs like that's over the course of like 4 months.
Yeah,
I believe I would have to.
I want to know, and you can't quantify it. How much younger, in theory, it can make you look?
Well, we'll find out.
Is it 5 years? Will it take me back to 35?
Well, it took before and after pictures.
Okay,
so.
Does it help with things like bags under eyes and things like that?
Yes, it absolutely. They give me cream to put under my eyes.
Okay. Did you also ask them about Scrotox?
No.
Oh, did not come up.
Maybe next time.
Get three more chances.
Maybe next time.
When that cat's licking my face. Hey,
any chance we can get this cat? Never mind.
Speaking of licking things, have you heard of...
Ryan Grove?
Yeah. You know who doesn't have a rough tongue? Ryan Grove up in Ames. Smooth tongue. Smooth talker. Can help you sell a house up in Ames, by the way. You know, if you want to get closer to Gilbert, you heard about Gilbert on our podcast. If you want to live in Gilbert, you know who can make that happen? Ryan Grove.
It's funny you say that because, like, we've thought about moving to Ames at some point in our life.
Yeah.
But I don't want to, like, live in Ames because I want to be a smaller town, right?
Yeah.
And Gilbert was always the one that I was kind of like, yeah, maybe we'll live in Gilbert. Well, that ain't happening.
Did I change it? Well, fine. If you have your doubts about Gilbert, call Ryan. Ryan's up at Hunziker. He can give you the Gilbert tour. You know, really the only thing to know about in Gilbert, assuming it's still open.
Just stay away from people in cowboy hats.
Yeah, don't talk to cowboys in Gilbert. But also, check out the Open Flame.
It's really good, yeah.
When I was way back in high school, it was Dollar Burgers. They had one night where it was Dollar Burgers, and they were awesome. So check out. I don't want people to think I hate Gilbert. I don't. Check out the Open Flame.
It's a nice town.
Tour it. Apparently, all the coaches, their kids go to Gilbert now. Gilbert's apparently the place to be. Just don't join the gang. So, and call Ryan up at Hunziker. That's all I got.
Williams, what'd you do Sunday night? Because here's what I did. I was watching a little racing, fun little Connor Ferg on Twitter, seeing what he had, kind of updates for me.
Oh, yeah.
And then I see this random tweet or a retweet by the freaking National Weather Service about this person asking about these orange lights flying really fast in the sky above Des Moines. And then it kind of took off from there.
Yeah, the
potential
UFO sighting. Yeah, I heard about that.
What are your thoughts? Did you investigate it at all? Have you looked into it?
I didn't, but I've been looking into this new FBI report from the Wall Street or the New York Times. Yeah. Did you read that?
I did not.
There's a lot of stuff going on here. My prediction is
Williams has been right the whole time.
Yeah, it's May 30th, 2019. I believe within 5 years it'll be like sports gambling being legal. We're taking this out of the darkness, and all of you punks who have mocked me over the years, you're going to be like, yeah, Williams has been on this for years. He's been telling us.
They won't give you credit.
It is insane to me, like, with all of the reported sightings over however many years, now we have actual, like, government programs looking into this stuff, okay? How anybody can sit here and be so freaking arrogant and be like, no chance. Doesn't exist.
I used to be the other way on this. Now I'm more on your side of the fence.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to say there's green people.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna like.
But what I am willing to concede is that when you consider the size of the universe, which is incomprehensible to us, how big it is, it seems odd that we would have one tiny speck of planet that has the only life on it.
No chance.
Right.
That seems hard to believe. Yep. Maybe there's a million more Earths. Could be. And maybe on those Earths, they're pink or purple or green. I don't know.
What's your take on Sasquatch?
He stinks. Because
there have been plenty of sightings of there, too.
I think Sasquatch is a legend. I think Sasquatch, in his own right, is likely fake news. However, I also believe that the forests are vast, and we've probably not discovered every species within them. So there could be these monster-looking, you know.
I'm with you on Sasquatch. I'm not buying Sasquatch, but the more interesting one to me is Loch Ness.
Nope.
What was that photo of?
A giant snake.
But he kind of looked like a giant snake / brontosaurus.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, the daughter and I were watching this Our Planet on Netflix the other night, and we watched the one on, like, deep sea.
Yeah.
And the guy, and he sounds like Winnie the Pooh.
That's interesting.
He
sounds enjoyable.
He told us, the narrator, like, yeah, we haven't even discovered, like, half of, like, what's down here.
Winnie the Pooh, by the way, has a really annoying voice. Christopher Robin.
He doesn't wear any pants either,
Christopher,
right?
Christopher Robin. Have you seen my trousers?
So what he does,
I'm
though.
I'm too busy sticking
so
my
this guy's
nose
talking
in
about
the
deep
honey.
Sea diving?
Every episode of this, though, it's the same thing. So it's like there's an episode of, like, deep sea, like.
Does he really sound like Pooh?
Yeah, coastal, you know, coastal, like, plants. The deserts, the Arctic, and it's all this guy.
Sounds like poop.
Telling you like about like all these like all of these creatures, and
a slight accent.
This episode, gonna talk about big sea creatures.
So
now you sound
and he
like,
shows you
Will
these,
Ferrell in Austin Powers.
He shows you these creatures, and it's beautiful footage, and you get attached to them because it's rated G, so it's not like there's not a lot of murder and stuff going on in this.
Yeah,
but then he tells you that they're endangered. And that man has totally just screwed up where they live, and they're all going to die. And this is what it's doing to our planet.
Yeah.
And, like, none of this is going to be around in 20 years. But then he goes, unless we put restrictions on the fishing. And then he shows you some other place, like in New Zealand, where it's all come back around.
And what's old is new again. You know, you can make changes. I think we could solve a lot by simply not littering. There's a good start.
Let's just protect these.
Like is it
forests.
That is it that hard to not litter? Really?
I feel like littering is so 20 years ago. It's like not wearing your seatbelt.
It's selfish.
I remember when I was a kid, it was like cool to not wear your seatbelt.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, I'll throw my trash on the ground. Pick your damn trash up, you idiot.
Or it's like the modern day equivalent of littering. We saw it right out our window the other day.
Pick up your bottle.
A guy's out there smoking his grits and finishes and just flicks them into the parking lot. It's like, is this your personal ashtray?
He's out there flicking his grits.
It's ridiculous, dude.
I thought he was talking about something else.
No, smoking your grits, dude. Smoking heaters. Whatever, what have you. So, well, I got to check out this documentary now. This guy sounds like poo.
I'm going to know the voice. That voice is used in a lot of other stuff like that.
I'm going to find a trailer here.
We call it going full Winnie the Pooh when someone wears just a shirt. And that's an interesting thing. Piglet goes full poo in that. Pooh goes full poo. Tigger's naked. Eeyore is...
Okay.
He's got a freaking nail in his
this
butt.
Is Eeyore naked or does Eeyore have a sweater on?
I don't know. This is the guy. This is him from Blue Planet.
He sounds pretty wet.
We are at a unique stage in our
history. It does sound a little bit like Christopher Robin.
Awareness of what we are doing to the planet. And never before have we had the power to do something about that. Surely we have a responsibility to care for our...
Doesn't he sound like Winnie?
The future. Oh,
he does.
Humanity, and indeed all life on Earth.
And indeed all of life. Yeah. Definitely sounds like him.
So my daughter, like, legit, every time we watch this, she thinks it's Winnie the Pooh.
I want to give an update here, by the way.
Show?
Tigger's butt naked. Pooh has...
They're not naked. They're animals.
Well, no.
Animals don't wear clothes.
Okay. Yes, they do, because Pooh is clearly wearing a t-shirt that's way too short. Piglet is wearing what can only be described as some type of a jumpsuit onesie. All right, I don't know what that is.
Those
but
are
he,
coming back. They're
but he's not
style.
He's not yeah. naked. I think he's wearing
Piglet's a girl, isn't it?
I've always thought it was.
And Eeyore's also nude.
Piglet's a girl.
But Piglet's wearing
is Winnie a boy or a girl?
Piglet's wearing a jumpsuit.
Winnie's a boy.
What are they? Where's KK? KK, what do they call the one piece that
it's
girls
a,
wear?
It's a jumper.
The romper.
A romper.
Romper.
Piglet's wearing a romper. That's what's going on here. Yeah. All right, but Piglet or Pooh's shirts don't fit.
Oh man,
because his belly's so fat. Well, that's all we got.
Perhaps if you'd eat less, honey.
Christopher Robin. It sounds like he's smoking. His voice is weak.
If we would quit fishing at unsustainable levels, the fish would not die and reproduce.
That motivates me a little bit more to listen to what he's saying, though.
Dude, it's
like,
good.
If it was just our dumbasses on there narrating that crap, like, no one would pay attention to it.
Could you imagine, like, the voice of, like, Adam Gray narrating that?
No. Definitely not. Definitely not. All right.
It's been a while since we've had a Gray reference, hasn't it?
It's settled. He's wearing a romper, or she.
It's.
We don't know what sex Piglet is.
Piglet! Is confused, a confused little piggy.
Certain impressions you can
Tigger,
only do.
Tigger, why don't you put on some overalls?
That was a pretty good Tigger. I like it. I don't like saying the name Tigger in case I slip up.
All right, we're all going to pick a Winnie the Pooh character next week, and we're going to stay in character the entire time.
The whole time. All right. Well, that's probably as good a place as any.
Have a good weekend, everybody.